dog control contract.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
We have before you this morning consideration to be given to our annual dog control contract here in Sussex County. When the council adopted the original contract 2 years ago, they provided in that contract the ability for the council to extend that contract for 2 1-year additions. We have completed our first extension, and what I'm here to propose to you this morning is that you consider that second and final year extension of the existing contract for dog control.
And that will take us to 3 years, right?
That will take us to the third and final year, yes.
So we would then, if this is approved, then your department would put out an RFP sometime in the summer?
It's summer. We would put together an RFP, get it out, advertise it, and receive bids back in
for the next
for consideration for next year.
Okay.
That means we have to renew our contract every year with them?
Well, we've been doing that, yes.
That's entirely up to the council at the point that you issue the contract. You chose with the first contract to have the ability to renew it for 2 years, so we didn't have to go back through that process.
Right.
It's a lengthy and expensive process for us to go through.
And this would be the second year.
This would be the second and final year that
right.
you would be able to do that.
So at the end of this year, we would have to
That's correct.
Go to RFP. For anybody that wanted to submit a proposal.
That's correct.
Okay.
And any argument to, and I've had some concerns and some people calling and about the contract. The idea that if we only did that like 6 months, do you have any thoughts on that? There's that, what is it, Safe Haven here in Sussex County who's indicated they would
like to bid.
Are eager for this contract. And or to bid on the contract, and have suggested in their I think in their correspondence, 6 months. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my view as a part of the committee that reviews and makes a recommendation to the council on this in the future is that part of that decision is based on what we determine to be the track record of any organization that would provide this service, and I don't know that a 3 or 4 or 5 month track record is something I would be comfortable recommending the council spend almost $750,000 on. In this particular case, I would like to see the organization up and running, fully operational, to better make a judgment on whether or not to recommend it to the council.
How can it be fully operational if it doesn't have, that function that we're talking about, dog control, animal control?
Well, it can't be at this time.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't reached that stage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We had folks from the building code department out to review the site a couple of weeks ago, and there's still a considerable amount of work to be done. But again, I'd like to see it in full operation and see how it's maintained and how they do business before I would feel comfortable recommending anyone to this council for a $750,000 contract. I think that's just good business sense. I'm not opposed to any particular organization getting this contract, but I think we need to take all those facts into consideration, and a part of that is what have they done? Do they have the ability to do this for us? To maintain the service level that we've become accustomed to over the past couple of years. And I don't know how we do that unless we give that group the opportunity to get up and running and observe what they do.
Has there been any issues with the current contract?
This has been a surprisingly very smooth transition for us from the state of Delaware. We didn't ask for this, as you know.
We know.
We weren't given a great deal of notice that we were going to be given this responsibility. But I'd have to say that any and all complaints that come in about the current provider at some point in time crossed my desk. and they have been very few and far between. It has not been a big issue with us. We've had a very smooth transition and very, very few complaints. And when we have an issue, they've responded very quickly and resolved the issue. And
so if we give you or give an extension for a year, you're saying that possibly sometime in the summer we'll start working on this?
In early summer, I would prepare the RFP and get it out, because I think another thing you need to consider is if you take this responsibility away from some organization, they need some time to prepare for that downsizing in what they do. I think that's another consideration that you really should give. And if we get this out in the summer and we get the bids in and we make a decision early fall, that gives people time to prepare to either take on a new responsibility or to give up some of that responsibility.
Are the other two counties expecting, are they going to renew as well? Do you know what their position? You haven't talked to anybody from the other two counties?
The only conversation we've had with them recently is about the quality of service, and they both other counties seem to be satisfied with the service that they've gotten.
How much money did we spend last year comparing to what we took in? How much in the hole did we go? How much red?
The contract extension for last year was actually a little bit less than what the original contract was for. It was for $669,000, and we take in about $120,000 on licenses. So this is not a money-making.
Negative $500.
So we lost $500.
$600,000. A couple more programs like that, we'll be in good shape.
So the taxpayers are going
to
pay for this.
We lose $500,000 to $600,000.
Mm-hmm. So we're losing that kind of money. We need to look at something here. We got to do something better than what we're doing. And this article they sent me, of course, Joan and George got it. I like the last words they said. We're going to save you taxpayers' money. And that's what it's all about here, saving dollars. And if it takes a little extra work to get that done, then maybe we should look into it and see if we can't take that direction. We need to. Competition is good, especially.
Oh, absolutely.
We will look again
when we get ready to award a new contract at what it would cost to do this in-house.
Yeah, we've lost over $1 million on this deal so far.
That's a consideration that we gave originally, and we certainly will look at that again.
A lot of money.
Mr. President.
Mr. Baker.
One other item I thought to mention is in the existing contract, which is being recommended to be renewed, there is a clause where the council could terminate the contract with 60 days' notice. So if there was a problem with service, I know there's some this organization's having some administrative changes. If there's a problem with service, then you'd still have an option to out.
And would there be time to find a new one if that's so?
Be tough.
Yeah.
60 days
would
be tough.
Because you have to put out an RFP.
But, you know, you could say 90 days or whatever,
Well, if there's any time after 60 days, we can do that.
That's
what
you're saying.
Yeah.
Sure,
got to
do
what we got.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Any more questions for council, comments, or whatever?
I have a motion if you'd like to hear it.
Yes.
Be it moved that based on the recommendation of the Director of the Assessment Division, the Sussex County Council agrees to extend the existing contract with the Delaware Animal Care Control for a period of 1 year commencing January 1st, 2012 to December 31st, 2012. And this shall be the final extension of the original dog control contract.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Second. Okay, Mr. Wilson, I'll give you the gavel. I will second the motion.
You're in charge, Sam.
You're in charge. You conduct. Now you need to call for the vote.
Ask for a discussion.
So I'd like to have a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion from council?
I've heard more about this than an awful lot about this. I've had a lot of complaints. And there was a big article in the News Journal about it. And I'm very concerned about it. But I don't at this point know that we have a better option right now than to renew with Kent County. But all I can say to the folks who have come to me and complained is that I will personally go up there. I would look and see what they're doing, and I do my best to monitor what's going on. And I don't envy anybody that has to take care of animals in this kind of situation. I wouldn't want that job for anything. I wouldn't want it. And I, you know, I give them credit for the good they've done. So.
Can you read that motion again?
Yes, sir. Be it moved that based on the recommendation of the Director of the Assessment Division, the Sussex County Council agrees to extend the existing contract with Delaware Animal Care Control for a period of 1 year, commencing January 1st.
All right, and stop there. Can we put with an option? After 60 days, we have an option.
We have it. It's in the contract.
I thought we were not reading it now.
No, it's in the contract.
It's in the contract. We're extending. It's already. It's in there. It's in the wording.
Okay. We have the ability to do that.
I didn't hear it read in there. That's what I was.
Yeah, we're just extending what you've already awarded one time, and right. We're not changing.
Which has that built in?
We need to go no further. Any more discussion? Let's take the vote. Joan?
Yes.
George.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
That's your turn.
Yes.
I'm Mr. Cole. I vote yes.
I'm Councilwoman Joan Deaver. Councilwoman Deaver.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I'm sorry to know you a little
bit. Give
that
gavel back to Mike, please.
All right, we're good to go. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, gentlemen. And we, as you've heard reported, certainly they will be putting out an RFP in the summer, I would assume, to anybody who would choose to bid on this thing. And then we'll go from there. Engineer of the Year.
Engineer of the Year. Is that a train, choo-choo train?
Maybe. I'm just glad to see Mr. Rickard back with us again.
Well,
we thought we were shed of him in two or three times, but he just keeps coming.
He's already get rid of him.
Okay. I have three items on my agenda for today. The first is in reference to a new bar screen for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. I don't know how interested you are in bar screens, but it's the piece of the equipment that's right at the front end of the treatment plant. When the raw wastewater comes in, it basically sieves out all the solids, rags, and things of that nature. South Coastal, we actually have two bar screens. This will replace an existing bar screen that is some 20 years old. And because of the way it's deteriorated, a lot of those solids and rags and things are passing through the screen, not just at high flow events, but at normal flow events. And it's causing damage to our process and to our equipment. We had budgeted this piece of equipment in the fiscal 2012 budget. Two bids were received. The low bid was from Headworks Incorporated of Houston, Texas. Base bid of $117,000. We also had a contingent bid item of $2,800. After a year, if we feel like there's something not quite with the piece of equipment, we can bring them back in. They'll fine-tune the piece of equipment and or perhaps retrain our operators in its use. So the engineer's estimate was $150,000, and because of the low bid, I would recommend we bid. We award the bid not only with the base bid, but the equipment assessment contingent item as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 11-08, bar screen for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, be awarded to Headworks Incorporated of Houston, Texas, at the alternate bid amount of $119,927.
Entertain the motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Yes, second.
Cole.
Second.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next.
Second is a balancing change order. This is for the River Road project. That was finished last year, the one where we encountered the human remains. Mm-hmm. All the work was actually finished last January, but a piece of paperwork to finish the balancing change order, which is a credit of $13,725.74, never formally came before the county council. And if there aren't any questions, I can read this motion.
Motion, please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultants, Cabe Associates Incorporated, that the balancing change order for Sussex County Project 09-15, Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District Expansion River Road, be approved at a credit amount of $13,725.74, which decreases the final total contract to $416,132.11, and it also increases the contract time by 47 calendar days, pending the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
My final item is for the contract amendment with Whitman Reckwart and Associates to perform construction administration and inspection. This is for the pump station 30 upgrade that was awarded to Bearing Construction, as well as the force main contract that was awarded to Bunning and Murray that will connect the pump station upgrade to the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. The total of this amendment is $497,352.
This contract, it says it's the original
1998? Originally 1998. They were select now. I'm not sure what the 1998 reference is.
Well, I'm just reading the under contract amendment number 51.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. First sentence.
That may have been when the base contract was originally executed. That may be correct. When we first started doing business with them in the South Coastal planning area.
And who are they? Are they the ones that designed this?
That is correct. That is correct. And what we've done since is we've brought on the six local firms,
right,
and we've been spreading the work out. This work was initiated prior to that selection, and that's why we still have Whitman Reckwart on board for this particular project. We did use one of those six firms selected to do a value engineering exercise. We are also utilizing them in Oak Orchard, and we have some other projects coming up that we're going to use the local firms for. So you'll be seeing the local firm contract amendments come back to you before you see another Whitman.
Okay.
Any questions from council? Have a motion, sir? Have a motion.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council President be authorized to execute a contract amendment with Whitman Reckwart and Associates LLP for the South Coastal Planning Area for construction administration and resident contract administration for pump station number 30 force main and improvements at a cost not to exceed $497,352.
Entertain that motion.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, any question on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next, grant requests, Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. The first one today, Sussex Central Pop Warner.
And that had gotten a previous grant sometime back, I think.
Yes.
From Councilman Phillips and
Mr.
Dukes and
Mr. Jones. Yes.
That was $250 each, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If somebody will make the motion to take $250 from my account and $250 from Councilman Phillips' account.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The City of Milford. For the museum.
Actually, I think it's over your side.
Yes,
but,
Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, it's over your side.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion we give them $1,500.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to give $1,500 City of Milford Museum Program exhibits from Councilman Wilson's account. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Seaford Historical Society.
Someone to make a motion to grant $1,000 from my account.
I'd be glad to do that.
Have a second. Motion and a second. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Greater Georgetown Chamber of Commerce. Christmas parade.
That was done with Wilson and Phillips, I think, before.
Yes, it was.
Let's give them $1,000 to advance an item.
Okay.
$500 each?
$500 each from Councilman Phillips and Councilman Wilson. Have a second for that?
Yes, second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Southern Delaware Choral Society.
Are they indicating any kind of amount there?
Well, their fund drive fell short $5,000, but that's in specifics what they're talking about. Really, they're not being specific as to an amount.
But it looks, we gave them money last year?
We gave them $900 last year, $500 from Mrs. Deaver and $100 from each of the others.
Okay.
What's this for?
I'm not saying it's the same.
Southern Delaware Choral Society for programs and concerts. Anyone care to make a motion or?
Okay. What now? We got the Southern Delaware Choral.
Yeah. Last year we gave them apparently $900, $500 from Mrs. Deaver, and $100 from the other four council people.
And there's nothing on the table right now? I'll make a motion to put $100 each from each councilmatic district.
Okay. You have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. To grant them $500, $100 each from all five council districts.
Yes.
Question on motion?
Well, you need to tell me how to get this done. I wanted to still give at least the $500 to them, if maybe $600 actually, for a total of $1,000.
That's okay. How you do it.
And so.
That's how you do it, 600 and then 100 each times four.
Yeah, I just.
Want to withdraw your motion there, George?
Mr. Cole, we withdraw your motion.
Yes, I withdraw my motion.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Okay, so now a motion.
Speak up a little
a motion from Mrs.
Thank
Deaver
you.
Don't have to, do this.
To grant them $1,000.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. $600 from Mrs. Deaver's
correct,
account.
Correct.
$100 from Mr. Cole, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Wilson, and myself.
George Parrish can keep you straight.
Have a second for that motion.
Don't wish that.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes. Can you explain to us, Jeremy, what that's about? I really don't know much about this organization.
Well, they have a concert coming up with the Messiah. They're going to be singing the Handel Messiah, but it's not all religious music. It's just but it's very it's a countywide organization, and they sing.
They had a list, Sam, of the locations they play, and they come down to Fenwick. They're up in, I don't know, I guess around Lewis, but they're all Milford and over Seaford, I think. They get around quite a bit. Do good work.
Any more questions?
No.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
They've been around a long time.
Introduction, proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President, there are two. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a therapy office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 5.397 acres, more or less. And it's on behalf of Dr. Kerry Kennard.
Mr. Cole introduced it.
Okay, the second is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage garage for trucks and equipment and a parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 1.35 acres more or less, and is filed on behalf of Collins 54 LLC.
Steve introduced it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Additional business brought before council. Mr. Guy. Okay. Murray.
Goldthwaite.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's gone. And Alex Moore.
They've gone.
He's gone. They're both. Yeah. They're both.
Mr. President, can I ask Todd something? I saw this in our thing about the rail, short line rail. What could you give us a little? Does it sound like there's any potential for rail service for passengers? Is that what they're talking about from Georgetown?
They are exploring the ideas, what I've been told. Initially trying to determine if there's any interest, not a commuter rail, but a tourist attraction rail service using existing lines in coordination with Norfolk Southern to provide passenger service from as far south as Berlin if those future plans do take shape. But right now, it's just an idea.
Yeah, because I always hear Amtrak being in such financial straits. You know, is there enough people going to be jumping on a train in Georgetown? Tourists at it.
Anything else from council?
Appreciate it. Yeah, I just wondered. I'll just throw that one away.
We will entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending and potential litigation.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We'll go into executive session for pending potential.